صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يرزقنا حسن النية. I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us the sincere intentions.
Excuse me, got your mom.
قبل أن نبدأ هناك سؤالان. Before we start, there are two questions. السؤال الأول عمن ظن أن وقت الصلاة قد دخل. The first question is about the one who believes most likely the time is in. هل له أن يصلي؟ Is he entitled to pray? الجواب أن الشخص أحيانا لا يستطيع أن يتيقن من دخول الوقت. Sometimes the person cannot be sure 100% that the time is in. كما لو كان هناك غيم. An example is when there are clouds in the sky. هذا يقدر بناء على الأيام الأخرى ويصلي إذا غلب على ظنه أن الوقت قد دخل. أما اليقين لا يستطيع أن يتيقن. This person estimates and then prays when he believes that most likely the time is in, relying on other days. Now, he might not be able to be sure about it, but most likely, according to his estimation, the time is in, he is allowed to pray then. أما إن شك هل دخل الوقت أم لا، ما غلب على ظنه دخول الوقت، لا يصلي. Now if he doubts, is the time in or not? He does not estimate yet, he does not have the conviction that the time is in. It's not most likely that the time is in, according to his estimation. Rather he is doubting. The two sides are equal. In this case, he does not pray until he believes that the time is in. الأمر الآخر عن ظل الاستواء لا يكون دائما بنفس الطول في كل الأيام. يعني في الشتاء قد يطول ظل الاستواء كثيرا في بعض البلاد، يطول كثيرا في بعض البلاد، لا يؤثر، الحكم واحد. The other issue is about the length of the shadow when the sun is at its zenith. This differs from one place to another and from one season to another. For example, in some areas during the winter the shadow is very long. It does not affect the judgment. The judgment is the same. So even if the shadow has the length of the object or twice the length of the object, so you add this length to the length of the object, when the shadow becomes three times the length of the object, then the dhuhr is out. So the same judgment applies. Although the length of the shadow changes from one season to another. طيب خلونا نكمل. Let us continue from where we stopped. قال المؤلف رحمه الله فيحرم تقديمها على وقتها وتأخيرها عنه لغير عذر. The author said, without an excuse, it is unlawful to perform these prayers ahead of their times or to delay performing them until after their times have passed. هذا كنا تكلمنا فيه. بقي أن نذكر أن العذر هنا هو ما يبيح الجمع, جمع الصلوات, وهو في مذهب الإمام الشافعي أمور ثلاثة: السفر والمطر والمرض. This issue, we already talked about it, but still we need to discuss one point pertaining to it. What are the excuses for which one can bring forward the prayer or delay it to join it with the next prayer? There are three valid excuses in the school of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i to join two prayers together. The first one is traveling. The second one is the rain. And the third one is the sickness. أما السفر فمعناه أن الشخص إذا كان مسافرا سفرا طويلا مرحلتين فأكثر فإنه يجوز له أن يجمع بين الصلاتين بين الظهر والعصر وبين المغرب والعشاء تقديما وتأخيرا كما يشاء. If one is traveling for a long distance, which is two marhalas and more, then it is permissible for the traveler to join al-dhuhr and al-asr, and likewise to join al-maghrib with al-isha, whether by bringing forward al-asr to al-dhuhr, al-isha to al-maghrib, or by delaying al-maghrib to pray it with al-isha at the time of al-isha, or al-dhuhr to pray it at the time of al-asr. وأما المطر فيكون في المسجد ونحوه, يجوز الجمع لأجل المطر في المسجد ونحوه تقديما فقط بشروط معروفة, فيقدم العصر إلى الظهر والعشاء إلى المغرب, ولا يجوز جمع التأخير للمطر. As for the rain, it is permissible to join between al-dhuhr and al-asr, al-maghrib and al-isha, al-dhuhr with al-asr and al-maghrib with al-isha, only in the mosque and the like, the place where the people gather to pray, with certain conditions that are well known, well specified. And this joining is only by bringing forward Al-Asr to Al-Zuhr and Al-Isha to Al-Maghrib. It is not permissible to delay Al-Zuhr to Al-Asr and Al-Maghrib to Al-Isha to join them for the rain, if the excuse is the rain. أما المرض فيجوز الجمع تقديما وتأخيرا بحسب الأرفق بالمريض. أي إذا كان المرض شديدا ليس لأي مرض. Now, as for the sickness, it is permissible to join between Al-Dhuhr and Al-Asr, and to join between Al-Maghrib and Al-Isha by bringing the second prayer forward or delaying the first prayer to the time of the second one according to what is easier for the sick person. And this is if the sickness is a severe one. يعني بحيث المرض كان شديدا بحيث يمنعه من الخشوع في وقت إحداهما ويخف في وقت الثانية. So this means if the sickness was so strong in a way that it prevents him from having khushu' while praying. For example, at the time of al-dhuhr, it is very strong. At the time of al-asr, the sickness becomes lesser. In this case, he delays al-dhuhr to al-asr, for example. أما لغير هذه الأعذار فلا يجوز الجمع بين الصلوات. Now, for other than those excuses, it is not permissible to join between the prayers. قال المؤلف فإن طرأ مانع كحيض بعدما مضى من وقتها ما يسعها وطهرها لنحو سلس لزمه قضاؤها. The author said, if a prohibitive matter such as menses occurs after a prayer time sets in, and there was time which was enough to perform that prayer, then one must make up that missed prayer. In the case of also having incontinence of urine, if the prohibitive matter occurs after a time which was enough to perform the prayer and its purification, then one must make up that missed prayer. شرح ذلك أن الشخص قد يكون سالما من المانع في أول وقت الصلاة ولا يبادر إلى الصلاة في أول الوقت، فيطرأ بعد ذلك مانع يمنعه من الصلاة، ويستمر هذا المانع إلى أن يخرج الوقت. في هذه الحال هل عليه أن يقضي هذه الصلاة أم لا؟ The explanation: sometimes after the prayer's time is in, one would be clear from any prohibitive matter that invalidates his prayer, that does not make his prayer, that does make his prayer invalid, but one does not pray immediately. So the time sets in, he does not pray immediately until a prohibitive matter occurs. And this prohibitive matter, like menses for the woman, like becoming crazy or the like, this prohibitive matter continues until the time is out, the time of the prayer is out. In this case, when this prohibitive matter ends, does one have to make up that prayer or not? Because he had time at the beginning where he was clear from that prohibitive matter. So does he have to make up that prayer or not? إن كان الوقت الذي مر من أول دخول وقت الصلاة إلى أن طرأ المانع إن كان هذا الوقت يسع الصلاة فلا بد أن يقضي بعد زوال المانع أما إن كان لا يسع الصلاة فلا يجب عليه أن يقضي. Here you have two cases. If the time that lapses from the beginning of the prayer time, from when the time is in, up till the occurrence of the prohibitive matter, if that time is enough for one to make the prayer, then once the prohibitive matter ends, one needs to make up that prayer. Because he had enough time to pray and he did not pray. If there was not enough time to pray, for example, after the Dhuhr was in, there was time, a time which is enough to pray one rak'ah lapses, and then a prohibitive matter occurs. The menses, for example, comes for the woman. When her menses ends, she does not have to make up this prayer because the time that lapsed from the beginning of the prayer until the menses, the occurrence of the menses, was not enough to pray the prayer. It was enough only for one rak'ah. In this case, she does not have to make it up. Now, هنا لكن هنا عند يوجد حالة أخرى وهي حالة سلس البول أو ما كان يشبهه كالمصاب بسلس الريح أو ما شابه. سلس البول ومن كان في حكمه لا ينظر يعني لوجوب القضاء عليه، لا بد أن يكون الوقت الذي مر من أول وقت الصلاة إلى طروء المانع لا بد أن يكون كافيا لأداء الصلاة وللطهارة للصلاة أيضا، ليس فقط لأداء الصلاة بل لأداء الصلاة وللطهارة لها أيضا، لأن سلس البول في مذهب الإمام الشافعي رضي الله عنه ليس له أن يقدم الطهارة على الوقت، بل لابد لأجل الصلاة أن يتطهر بعد دخول الوقت وأن يتبع الطهارة بالصلاة فورا. فلذلك لابد أن يمر وقت يكفي للطهارة والصلاة، فإن لم يمر وقت يكون كافيا للطهارة وللصلاة عند ذلك ليس عليه أن يقضي هذه الصلاة، وإن مر وقت يكفي لذلك وجب عليه أن يقضيها. We still have to discuss the case of the person who has incontinence of urine or the like. Of urine or something else similar to the urine. Such a person is not entitled to pray the prayer with an ablution that he performed before the prayer time is in. In other terms, for such a person to make a prayer, he needs to make a tahara, the ablution, after the time of the prayer is in, not before. And he has to pray immediately after making a tahara, the ablution. For example, he makes wudu after the time is in, and then immediately after making wudu, he prays. Immediately. This is why for someone who has incontinence in urine, if enough time lapses from the beginning of the time, the prayer's time, until the prohibitive matter occurs, if there is enough time to make the ablution and the prayer, and then the prohibitive matter occurs, later when this prohibitive matter ends, if the time is out and it ends after the end of the time, he has to make up this prayer. If the time that lapses was less than that, then he does not have to make up this prayer. For example, let's say that the time needed for ablution and praying, let's say it is 5 minutes, for example, needed for both, or 10 minutes. If it is 10 minutes, if the time of the prayer is in, and then after 8 minutes, a prohibitive matter occurs, and it lapses until the time is out, then this person who has incontinence of urine does not have to make up this prayer. Because he did not have enough time to make both the tahara and the prayer. He had only 8 minutes before the prohibitive matter, the occurrence of the prohibitive matter, not 10. Now, if after 10 minutes or 11 minutes this prohibitive matter occurs, then once it is over, this person has to make up this prayer. Because he had enough time to make wudu, to make ablution and pray. Wadih, is it clear? Is this case clear? قال المؤلف أو زال المانع وقد بقي من الوقت قدر تكبيرة لزمته وكذا ما قبلها إن جمعت معها فيجب العصر مع الظهر إن زال المانع بقدر تكبيرة قبل الغروب والعشاء مع المغرب بإدراك قدر تكبيرة قبل الفجر. The author said, if on the other hand the prohibitive matter terminates and time enough to say Allahu Akbar is left before the prayer time ends, then one must make up that prayer. Then one must make up that prayer and the one before it if they are combinable. So, if the prohibitive matter terminates before sunset, while there is enough time to say Allahu Akbar, then both Asr and Dhuhr must be prayed. If it terminates before Fajr begins, while there is time enough to say Allahu Akbar, then both Isha and Maghrib must be prayed. شرح ذلك أن الشخص قد يكون مصابا بمانع من موانع الصلاة ثم يزول هذا المانع قبل خروج وقت الصلاة بقليل. في هذه الحال إن زال المانع قبل خروج وقت الصلاة ولو بقدر تكبيرة لا بد أن يؤدي هذه الصلاة، لزمته هذه الصلاة، لأنه مر عليه من آخر الوقت ولو قدر تكبيرة وهو سالم من المانع. The explanation: sometimes the person would be inflicted with a prohibitive matter, something that prohibits the validity of his prayer. He cannot pray while he has that thing, that matter. And then before the time of the prayer ends, a little bit before the end of the time, this prohibitive matter stops, ends. In this case, if there is enough time to say Allahu Akbar before the prayer time is over, this person has to make up this prayer, has to pray this prayer. So for example, if the prohibitive matter ends before the sunrise, a little time before the sunrise, let's say half a minute before the sunrise, in this case the person has to pray as-subh, he has to make up as-subh. Why? Because there was enough time to say Allahu Akbar before the time of the prayer ends. Half a minute is enough for that. So as long as there is enough time to say Allahu Akbar before the end of the prayer's time, the person has to pray that prayer. وَهَلْ يُصَلِّ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا أَيْضًا هَلْ يَقْضِي الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا هَلْ يُصَلِّ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا هَلْ تَلْزَمُهُ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا حالان إن كانت الصلاة التي قبلها تجمع معها للسفر لزمت وإن كانت لا تجمع معها لم تلزم. Now we know he has to make up and he has to pray that prayer. Does he have to pray the prayer which is before it, which passed before it? يعني, we took the example of the Subh prayer. Let's say that the prohibitive matter occurred before the Isha time is in. It continued during the whole time of Al-Isha, the time of Al-Subh, and then before the sun, half a minute before the sunrise, it ended. We said that he has to pray al-subh. Does he have to pray al-isha also? The prayer which is before it, immediately before it. In this case, it is al-isha. The answer is, if the two prayers are combinable, it is permissible to combine them if one is traveling, then he has to make up also the prayer which is before it. If not, then it is not incumbent upon him to do that. In this case, the prayer of al-subh, he does not have to make up al-isha also. Because if you are traveling, you cannot join al-isha with al-subh. مثلا لو انتهى المانع لو زال المانع قبل خروج وقت العصر قبل غروب الشمس بنصف دقيقة زال المانع نصف دقيقة تكفي لأن يقول الشخص الله أكبر وإذا زال المانع قبل غروب الشمس يبادر الشخص بالطهارة والصلاة يبادر لو كان هو يظن أنه لا يدرك الصلاة في الوقت لكنه يبادر إلى الطهارة والصلاة طيب صلى هذه الصلاة العصر لزمته العصر هل تلزمه الظهر كذلك الجواب نعم لأن الظهر تجمع مع العصر في السفر أما لو كانت التي قبلها لا تجمع معها فلا تلزمه كما لو زال المانع قبل طلوع الشمس بنصف دقيقة تلزمه الصبح ولا تلزمه العشاء التي قبلها لأن العشاء لا تجمع مع الصبح في السفر. On another hand, if the prohibitive matter ends before half a minute before the sunset, so it existed during the time of al-dhuhr, during the time of al-asr, until half a minute before the sunset. In this case, one has to pray al-asr. Does he have to make up al-dhuhr? The answer is yes, because you can combine al-dhuhr and al-asr if you are traveling. Then the answer is yes. واضح إلى هنا. Is it clear up till here? قال المؤلف فصل يجب على ولي الصبي والصبية المميزين أن يأمهما بالصلاة ويعلمهما أحكامها بعد 7 سنين قمرية. It is obligatory upon the guardian of the children who reach the age of mental discrimination to teach them the rules of prayer and to order them to perform it after they have completed 7 lunar years of age. شرح ذلك أن الصبي الذي لم يبلغ الصبي والصبية اللذين لم يبلغا بعد لا يجب عليهما الصلاة لو لم يصليا لا يكتب عليهما إثم لأنهما غير مكلفين بعد غير بالغين. The explanation: the little children who are not pubescent yet are not obligated to pray. If they do not pray, they are not sinful because they are not accountable yet. They are not pubescent yet. لكن إذا صار الولد مميزا معنى المميز يعني يفهم الكلام إن كلم ويعرف أن يجيب إذا صار مميزا إذا كان مميزا وصار سنه 7 سنين قمرية وجب عند ذلك على وليه أن يأمره بالصلاة. If the child reaches the level of mental discrimination, which means if someone talks to him, he understands and he knows how to answer. He answers out of understanding. In this case, when such a child becomes at the age of 7 lunar years, then his guardian is obligated, it is an obligation upon the guardian to order the child to pray. يأمره بطريقة تشعره بأهمية الصلاة. He orders the child to pray in a way that makes the child feel the importance of praying. فإن لم يصلي الولد لا يضربه على ترك الصلاة. If the child does not pray, despite that he is ordering him, then he does not hit the child for that. He does not discipline the child by hitting him for that. إلى أن يبلغ 10 سنين. Until the child reaches the age of 10 lunar years. إذا صار عمره 10 سنين فأمره بالصلاة ولم يصلي يضربه على ترك الصلاة. If the child is 10 lunar years and he does not pray, when he is ordered to pray, he does not pray, then the guardian disciplines the child by hitting him or her. هذا إذا كان الضرب ينفع. This is if hitting them benefits. إن كان الضرب لا ينفع لا يضربهما. If hitting them does not benefit in this case, then he does not hit them. وذلك لحديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: مروا أولادكم بالصلاة وهم أبناء 7 واضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء 10. هذا الحديث رواه أبو داود. This is so because Abu Dawood narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said مروا أولادكم بالصلاة وهم أبناء 7 واضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء 10. Which means order your children to pray when they become 7 lunar years of age and hit them at the age, if they do not pray at the age of 10. ويكون الأمر بالصلاة بعد تعليم الولد أحكام الصلاة. The guardian orders his child to pray after teaching the child how to pray. ليس أنه يقول له صلي من غير أن يعلمه الأحكام. It is not that he tells him go and pray without teaching the child how to pray. يعلمه بنفسه أو بغيره ويأمره بالصلاة. He teaches him by himself or through someone else, and then he orders the child to pray. ومثل الصلاة الصيام. The same judgment applies to fasting. يعني إن أطاق الصبي والصبية الصيام في سن السبع وجب على الولي أمرهما به. Which means if the little child, whether male or female, can bear fasting, then it is an obligation upon the guardian to order the child to fast at the age of seven lunar years. أما إن كان الولد لا يطيق الصلاة بلغ سبع سنين وهو لا يطيق الصيام عند ذلك لا يأمره بالصيام. Now if لا يجب عليه أن يأمره بالصيام. Now if the child is 7 lunar year old but he cannot bear to fast, then it is not incumbent upon the guardian to order the child to fast. ثم في سن العشر يضربه على ترك الصيام كما بالنسبة للصلاة أيضا هذا إن أطاق الصيام. Now if the child is 10 lunar year old, the guardian hits the child for leaving out fasting, just as with the prayer. Of course, this is the case when the child can bear to fast. قال المؤلف ويجب عليه أيضا تعليمهما من العقائد والأحكام يجب كذا ويحرم كذا ومشروعية السواك والجماعة. قال ابن الجوزي في كتابه حفظ العلم إن الولد إذا صار مميزا فإن أول ما يعلم شيء في العقيدة ثم شيء في الطهارة ثم شيء من القرآن. The author said, moreover, the guardian must teach the children of the basic beliefs and rules, what is obligatory and what is unlawful, the rewardability of the toothstick, siwak, and congregational prayers, al-jama'ah, and he must order them accordingly. شرح ذلك أن من الأمور الواجبة على الولي نحو الولد أن يعلم الصبي والصبية إذا بلغا سبع سنين ما يجب عليهما من الأمور بعد البلوغ. يعلمهما أمور الدين الضرورية التي يشترك في معرفتها العالم والجاهل. The explanation: when the child is at the age of 7, his guardian has to teach him or her the different things known by both laymen and scholars among the Muslims. يعلمهما من أصول العقيدة مثلا وجود الله تعالى ووحدانيته وقدمه وبقاءه وقيامه بنفسه ومخالفته للحوادث في الذات والصفات The guardian teaches the child issues among the essentials of belief like that Allah exists about the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the everlastingness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the non-neediness of others that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not resemble others his self does not resemble other selves his attributes do not resemble other attributes يعني يعلمهما أن الله لا يشبه شيئا من الأشياء بأي وجه من الوجوه He teaches them that Allah does not resemble anything by any way وأن كل ما كان من صفات المخلوقين لا يجوز أن يوصف الله به And that every attribute among it is not permissible to attribute Allah with any it is not permissible to attribute to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala any attribute among the attributes of the creation every attribute among the attributes of the creation does not befit Allah ta'ala فيعلمهما أن الله لا يشبه الضوء ولا يشبه الظلام ولا يشبه الإنسان ولا يشبه الملائكة ولا يشبه الجن ولا يشبه الروح ولا يشبه الهواء ولا يشبه النار ولا يشبه الماء He teaches them that Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the human beings, the jinn, the air, the fire, the soul, the earth, the water, he does not resemble anything among the creation. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ جِسْمًا He teaches them that Allah is not a body. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْصُوفٌ بِالْقُدْرَةِ And that Allah is attributed with power. وَالْإِرَادَةِ will والسمع hearing والبصر sight والعلم knowledge والحياة life والكلام speech وأن كل صفة من صفاته لا تشبه صفات المخلوقين and that every attribute among the attributes of Allah does not resemble the attributes of the creation كلامه ليس ككلامنا ليس حرفا وصوتا ولغة The speech of Allah is not like ours His kalam is not words, letters or languages It's not like ours ويعلم الولد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله وأنه خاتم الأنبياء Likewise the child would be taught that Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is Allah's slave and he is the messenger of Allah he is the last among the prophets وأن الله أرسل أنبياء that Allah sent messenger, prophets أولهم آدم the first of them is آدم وآخرهم محمد. The last one is Muhammad. وأنه عليه الصلاة والسلام عربي ولد بمكة وهاجر إلى المدينة ودفن فيها. And that Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is an Arab. He was born in Mecca. He immigrated to Al-Madinah where he died and he was born. وأن الله أنزل كتبا على الأنبياء. And that Allah Ta'ala revealed books to the prophets. وأن لله ملائكة. And there are angels that exist. وأن الله سيفني الإنس والجن. And that at one point of time, humans and jinn are going to be all dead. والملائكة and the angels. ثم يعادون إلى الحياة. And then they are going to be resurrected. وبعد ذلك يجزون على حسناتهم بالنعيم المقيم. And after that, the believers among them are going to be, the pious believers are going to enter paradise where they are going to enjoy forever. وَأَنَّ الْكُفَّارِ يَخْلُدُونَ فِي النَّارِ. And that the blasphemers are going to remain in hellfire forever. وأن عصاة المسلمين يستحقون العذاب إن ماتوا قبل التوبة. And that the enormous sinners among the Muslims deserve to be punished if they die before repenting. وأن قسما منهم لابد سيعذب في النار. And that a part of them for sure are going to be tortured in hellfire. ثم يخرجهم الله منها. And then afterwards Allah brings them out of hellfire. ولا يخلدون فيها. They do not remain in hellfire forever. لأنهم ماتوا على الإيمان. Because they died as believers. وأن من لا يؤمن بالله ورسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة. And that the one who does not believe in Allah and his messenger Muhammad does not enter paradise. وأن الله خلق جنة يتنعم فيها المؤمنون. And that Allah Ta'ala created a place where the believers are going to enjoy, which is paradise. وخلق دارا للعذاب هي جهنم. And that Allah Ta'ala created a place where a part of the people and jinn are going to be tortured, which is hellfire. كذلك يعلمهم حرمة السرقة والكذب ولو مزحا. And likewise, the guardian teaches them that it is prohibited to steal or to lie, even if one is joking. يعني يعلمهم أن هذا حرام, أن هذه معصية. ليس لا يقول لهم حرام عليكم, لأنهم هم ما بلغوا بعد, ليسوا مكلفين بعد. إنما يعلمهم أن هذه معصية, أي على المكلف, المكلف إن فعلها فهي معصية في حقه. He teaches them that stealing is prohibited, lying is prohibited. He does not tell them you would be sinful if you steal or if you lie, because they are not accountable yet. So he does not tell them you are going to be sinful if you steal or if you lie. Rather, he tells them lying is haram, stealing is haram, which means if the accountable person does that, he deserves to be punished in hellfire in the hereafter. يُعَلِّمُهُمْ حُرْمَةَ الزِّنَى. Also he teaches them that it is prohibited to commit الزِّنَى. وَهُوَ إِدْخَالُ الذَّكَرْ فِي فَرْجِ الْمَرْأَى, which is to insert the penis in the vagina. إِذَا كَانَ لِغَيْرِ الزَّوْجَةِ وَالْأَمَى, with other than the wife or the female slave. وَحُرْمَةَ اللِّوَاطِ, and that sodomy is prohibited. Yeah, of course. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ حُرْمَةَ الْغِيبَةِ, one teaches them that al-ghiba, to gossip, is prohibited. وَحُرْمَةَ ضَرْبِ الْمُسْلِمِ ظُلْمًا, and it is prohibited to hit a Muslim unrightfully. وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ نَحْوِ ذَلِكَ, and what is similar to that. وَكَمَا ذَكَرْنَا لَابُدَّ أَنْ يُعَلِّمَهُمْ شَيْئًا مِنْ أُمُورِ الطَّهَارَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and as we mentioned, he has to teach them certain rules among the rules of purification and prayer. والصيام, and likewise fasting. كذلك يعلمهم أن استعمال السواك سنة. Likewise, he teaches them that using a siwak is sunnah. وَأَنَّ الصَّلَاةِ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ مَشْرُوعَةِ, and that praying in congregation is rewardable. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ, and what is similar to that. وَأَغْلَبُ الْأَهْلِ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ يُهْمِلُونَ تَعْلِيمَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ. Unfortunately, most of the parents nowadays, they neglect teaching those issues to their children properly. يتركون الولد بين أيدي الجهال بأمر الدين. They leave the child as a prey for people who are ignorant about, as a prey in the hands of people who are ignorant about the matters of the religion. فينشأ الولد على الجهل. The child grows while he is ignorant, he or she is ignorant. ثم بعد ذلك قد يأخذ عقيدة فاسدة. Later he might accept a bad creed. قد يكفر وهو لا يعرف أنه كفر. He might commit blasphemy without knowing that he blasphemed. مرة كان رجل من العلماء دخل مسجدا فدرس فيه درسا ما كان دخله قبل ذلك. رأى مسجدا فدخله أعطى فيه درسا. Once a scholar chose a mosque, he entered that mosque and he gave a class in that mosque. Before that, he never gave a class in that mosque. في أثناء الدرس تكلم في التوحيد في تنزيه الله عن صفات الخلق. During the class, he talked about the matters of the oneness of Allah and that Allah does not resemble the creation. فواحد من الحاضرين عمره كان نحو 70 سنة قال له يا أستاذ أليس قال النبي إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر. كان يظن قرأ هذا الحديث كان يظن أن الله شيء مستدير هكذا مثل القمر. فبين له ذلك العالم معنى الحديث، أن معناه أنكم ترون الله لا تشكون أنه الله، كما لا يشك مبصر القمر ليلة البدر أنه القمر. ثم بين له أن هذه العقيدة كفرية، فتشهد الرجل 70 سنة وهو على الكفر لا يعرف، لأنه ما تعلم أمور العقيدة. So this scholar gave a class about the matters of the creed, and then he taught, after explaining, a person who attended the session who was 70 years old, he told him, he asked him, doesn't Allah have the shape of a circle like the moon? Because he misunderstood a hadith narrated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So that scholar explained the hadith for him, the true meaning of the hadith, and he told him that what he believed was blasphemy. So that man took a shahada. 70 years old, he does not know what's the proper belief, because he did not learn. He grew up without learning. فالذي يكبر من غير أن يتعلم أمور الدين يكون كالإناء الفارغ. الإناء الفارغ يقبل كل ما يسكب فيه، إن سكب فيه ماء يقبل، وإن سكب فيه بول يقبل. If the person does not learn the matters of the religion, grows up without learning the matters of the religion, this person would be like the empty container. If you have an empty container, you can put water in it and it accepts that, just as you can put urine in it and it will still contain that. So it is very important to teach the children. من ساق كثير من أولاد المسلمين مع أناس أصحاب عقائد فاسدة في بلاد المسلمين إلا بسبب الجهل، لأنهم ما تعلموا أمور الدين. Many among the children, the Muslim youth who adopted perverted creeds did that because of ignorance, because they did not learn the proper teachings of Islam. Allah yahfazuna min mithli thalik. May Allah protect us of that. ثم إن حكم تارك الصلاة أنه مسلم لكنه آثم إثما كبيرا. Take note here that the one who leaves out praying does not blaspheme by that. He is Muslim, but he is committing an enormous sin. وذلك لحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، خمس صلوات كتبهن الله على العباد، من أتى بهن بتمامهن كان له عهد عند الله أن يدخله الجنة، ومن لم يأت بهن بتمامهن لم يكن له عهد عند الله أن يدخله الجنة، إن شاء عذبه في النار وإن شاء عفى عنه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذا الحديث يدل على أن تارك الصلاة كسلا لا يكفر بذلك، أما إن تركها جحودا فهو كافر. إن ترك الصلاة جحودا لفرضيتها، صلاة من الصلوات الخمس جحودا لفرضيتها فهو كافر. If someone leaves out praying, he is committing an enormous sin, but he does not blaspheme for that. This is so because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in the hadith narrated by Abu Dawood, among others, that there are five obligatory prayers. If one performs them as one is ordered to do, then one will enter paradise. If one does not perform them, or some of them, then paradise is not guaranteed for him. Allah either tortures him in the hereafter or forgives him. From this hadith, it is known that the one who leaves out praying is not considered a blasphemer, rather an enormous sinner. This is the case if he leaves out praying out of laziness. If he does that because he rejects the obligation of the five prayers or any of them, then he is a blasphemer by that. So if he does not pray because he does not believe that the subh prayer is an obligation, the zuhr prayer is an obligation, the asr prayer is an obligation, the maghrib prayer is an obligation, or the isha prayer is an obligation, then he blasphemes by that. ويجب على كل مسلم أمر أهله بالصلاة. It is obligatory on every Muslim to order his family to pray. يعني يجب على شخص أن يأمر زوجه وأولاده بالصلاة إذا كانوا لا يصلون. It is an obligation upon one to order his wife, his children to pray if they do not pray. بل إن كانت زوجته لا تصلي فخير له أن يطلقها. Moreover, is his wife, if his wife does not pray, so he orders her to pray, but she does not, then it is better for him to divorce her. ليس واجبا لكن خير له. It is not an obligation, but it is better for him to divorce her. كذلك يجب عليه أمر من يستطيع أمره ممن لا يصلي، ممن يجب عليه الصلاة ولا يصلي أن يصلي. Likewise, anyone who does not pray, if he knows about anyone who does not pray and he is able to order him to pray, he has to do that. يعني إن كان يرجو أن يحصل المراد من الأمر. That is, if he thinks, if he believes that when ordering that person to pray, that person is going to obey, to do it. أما إن كان يعتقد أنه لو أمره لا يفعل فلا يجب عليه الأمر عندئذ. Now if he believes that even if he orders that person to pray, that person is not going to pray, then he is not obligated to order him. InshaAllah. طيب نقف هنا الآن. Let us stop here for now. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. What's that? If
hitting the kafir unrightfully or stealing from them, is this sinful to do?
Yeah, we're not discussing this issue now. Anyway, without going into too many details, hitting or stealing, doing anything which is unrightful to anyone is prohibited. That's in general. يعني, although we're not discussing this issue.
إذا زال المانع بقدر يسعه أن يصلي الظهر والعصر قبل الغروب, لأن الظهر حاضر ولا قضاء.
إذا وسعه أن يصلي, يعني إذا زال المانع وكان هناك وقت يكفي
لأن يصلي الظهر والعصر,
كان قبل غروب الشمس.
نعم.
يصلي العصر وعليه أن يصلي الظهر أيضا لأنها تجمع معها. شو السؤال؟
الظهر قضاء ولا حاضر؟
فيها قولان, مسألة فيها قولان. His question is, which intention does he make when he prays al-Zuhr? If before the sun set, there is enough time, the prohibitive matter ends before the sun set, and there is enough time to pray al-Asr and al-Zuhr before the sun set, during the Asr time. He has to pray al-Asr, isn't it? And also al-Zuhr, because he can combine them if he is traveling. So he also prays al-Zuhr, isn't it? So he's asking, with which intention? Qada, making up, qada, or no? There are two sayings about it. Tadda. Let him not intend al-Qada. Let him not intend al-Qada.
شيخ, بالنسبة لجمع التقديم, أنت قلت في حال المطر, كذلك في بلاد الحارة, كذلك ألا يقدم إذا كان الحر شديد؟
لأجل الحر؟
للإبراد؟
لا
لا
لا, ليس في مذهب الشافعي.
ليس في
الشافعي. لا.
السؤال الآخر شيخي, إذا شخص مثلا صلى الظهر ثم طرأ عليه مانع,
أما في بعض المذاهب الأخرى باب العذر أوسع للجمع, وفي بعض المذاهب أضيق. في المذهب الحنفي لا يجمعون الصلوات أبدا, حتى للسفر, ولا لا للمطر ولا للسفر, إلا في الحج فقط يجمعون جمع تقديم في عرفة, ثم جمع تأخير بعد الدفع من عرفة في مزدلفة, فقط هذين الموضعين فقط في المذهب الحنفي. الجمع ما في جمع لا للسفر ولا لغيره عندهم, إلا للنسك في الحج فقط. وفي بعض المذاهب الأخرى باب الجمع أوسع, في خلاف بين الأئمة.
في الزبد يقول وسن الإبراد,
وسن الإبراد,
نعم,
هذه للجمعة, هذه لصلاة الظهر والجمعة.
نعم.
يعني يسن الإبراد بصلاة الظهر, معناه تأخير فعل الصلاة عن أول الوقت إلى أن يصير للحيطان ظل, حتى يستطيع قاصد المسجد أن يمشي في الظل, هذا في القطر الذي حره شديد. هذا المعنى.
شيخ في السؤال الآخر إنه إذا شخص مثلا صلى الظهر ثم طرأ عليه مانع فاستدام إلى ما قبل يعني وقت تكبيرة مثلا من صلاة العصر،
صلى الظهر ثم طرأ المانع،
أيوة، فهذا مثلا يصلي العصر فلا يجب عليه أن يقضي الظهر لأنه صلى الظهر،
لأنه صلى.
Brother Muhammad asked about that one can join the prayers for the rain. Is he entitled to join the prayer if for the heat? If it's strong heat, the answer is no. According to the Shafi'i school, no. This is not an excuse to join the prayers. For the heat, yeah.
It's very hot.
So it's not an excuse. The other question, if one prays al-dhuhr and after praying al-dhuhr, a prohibitive matter occurs. And it lapses until before the asr is out, like half a minute before that. It ends then. He has to pray al-asr. Does he have to repeat al-dhuhr? The answer is no, because he already prayed al-dhuhr. He does not have to repeat it. نعم حاج.
فيها قول آخر هاي المسألة.
ما عم بسمع حاج.
فيها قول آخر هاي المسألة.
ما على.
أنه يعيد ولو كان صلى الظهر.
أنا لا أعرف قولا آخر. أنا لا أعرف.
زال المانع بعد في قدر بسيط من الوقت. بس هو الشخص متأكد انه ما في مثل امرأة لتغتسل ما فيها تخلص
لا يسع الغسل. الوقت للطهارة. يعني يعرف الشخص انه اذا اراد التطهر يخرج الوقت قبل ان يلحق الصلاة.
هل واجب عليها انه
يبادر if let's say 2 minutes before one thinks that there are still 2 minutes until the sun sets completely. And this is when the prohibitive matter ends, the menses ends. Does she have to rush to make al-ghusl? The answer is yes. One needs to immediately start making the ablution. One makes his best to catch up the prayer before the time is out. If one cannot, then he cannot. But one does his best in this case.
What we have to do?
Is he...
Only 3 years old.
Is he already in the stage of mental discrimination? No. Then you don't order him to pray.
He always insists and he tries so many times.
You tell him not yet. Oh. Until later. Tafadhal ma'i.
For the person, because of the heavy rain.
For the person
who wants to combine his prayers because of the heavy rain, he goes to the place where the congregational prayers are usually performed. But when he gets there, they've already prayed in congregation.
What's the question?
Can he combine his prayers even though he's not praying in a jama'ah?
No. Okay. Al-jama'ah is a condition in this case.
And the second question is, if the person they combine their prayers, brought asr for it, that, of course that's what they have to do, and then the rain stops during the dhuhr time,
and
do they because it stopped during dhuhr time,
and
does it
continue during the same prayer, or yani when he at the beginning of the dhuhr prayer it was raining. During the prayer, it stopped. And then at the end of the prayer, was it raining?
No, I wasn't asking about during the prayer. I was asking about if they already prayed And then it stopped raining during dhuhr.
So before starting praying, the rain stops?
No. It was raining throughout the prayer. Once they got done praying, it stopped raining. Now they've combined the asr with the dhuhr.
Did he already combine it?
They already combined it, the prayers.
So after he finished the two prayers, the rain stops?
Right. In dhuhr time.
It is valid. It is valid. وعليكم السلام.
Yeah, on our job, we work all day after Fajr, so we don't get in until.
I can't hear you.
We don't get in until Isha, so we cannot stop at all during the day to make salat. So my question to you.
Can you repeat the question?
So my question to you is, can we combine all four salats after? How do we do this? We cannot stop to make salat. So what do we do?
You need to pray.
We cannot pray, Sheikh. The job won't allow us to. We cannot break to make salat. We have to work. If we don't work, they're gonna fire us. So my question to you is, do we, at the end of the day when we come home,
well, don't you go to the bathroom, don't you?
Yeah,
well, then you can pray. Isn't there a break for food? You cannot. This is not an excuse. Even if you need to change your one's job, this is not an excuse. No.
السؤال الذي سأله أخونا إذا طرأ مانع بعد أن دخول في وقت الظهر وكان في وقت يسع الصلاة واستمر قلت إذا بده يصلي الظهر خلي مين وقضاء
صح
النية بتكون حاضر ولا يقول
يصلي فرض الظهر لله تعالى
هكذا بس ما
نعم تفضل go ahead here بهاء الدين okay it's okay
in a matter concerning disciplining your kids and when ordering them to make salat up to what age do you continue to discipline your kids
you keep If there is a Muslim ruler, يعني it depends. But this is until they become pubescent. After becoming pubescent, then there is another judgment pertaining to the issue. But it depends on different factors.
Okay. Also, when ordering someone to make salat, if you think that they will refuse to make salat, do you not order them then to make salat?
If you believe that they are not going to make it, they are not going to listen. If you believe that, then it is permissible for you not to tell them to make it.
How does one gauge when to perform Al-Isha, the morning prayer Fajr, and also Maghrib, in parts of the world where during certain parts of the year the sun doesn't set?
They go according to the closest town to them where the sun sets. So they go according to their timing. And likewise, in the winter when it remains dark, the sun doesn't rise. The same judgment applies. Wafiq, tafaddali mulid.
لو كان الرجل نوم على قومه خيرا له ان يطلقها
خير للزوج أن يطلقها
الصحيح. إذا الزوج ما بيصلي شو بتعمل الزوجة؟
تنصحه.
If the child is less than 10 years and he's not praying, you said that the parent does not discipline the child by hitting him, but can he do that or he can't?
What the Prophet said to hit them when they are at 10, I will not add to that. Barakallahu feekum. طيب خلونا ناخذ رياحة إن شاء الله نتابع في الثالثة والنصف. Let us take a break. We'll continue at 3:30 إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا مع الوقت. إن شاء الله العصر الثانية والنصف تقريبا لأجل الصلاة. For the prayer العصر, as you know, it's about 2:30. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله بكم.
If you lost set of keys, please come to me.